السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشكرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة أولئك هم المهتدون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, most respected brothers, mother Asai, and those listening over receivers. I did not intend to read the whole ayat. I just wanted to read the last ayat of the, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. Now we all know these ayat very well. It is recited in the salat by many imams. Many little children have also memorized and by-hearted it. And we know the gist and the meaning also. Generally, these ayat and verses are discussed when we talk about sabr, patience, perseverance, the different kinds of difficulties, hardships, and problems that man faces. And in those difficulties and hardships, what should he be doing? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has declared that He will definitely test. There will be going to be some kind of test that will come in a person's life if he is a believer in Allah Ta'ala. We cannot expect that there will be no test at all. Now generally in examinations that are held in schools, madrasas, college, universities, those tests are to determine and to find out whether this pupil has studied well, has understood the lessons, has grasped whatever was in those lessons, and has not just wasted his time or her time in class. So the teachers or the principal wants to know that how well is this student doing. So it is to get some kind of knowledge. After the test, there is some kind of knowledge that you want to get. How good is this pupil? Now that is with regards to our school examinations, university and college examinations, that there is some kind of testing or assessing of the person's ability. However, when it comes to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala testing, so it cannot be for the same reason and purpose. Allah Ta'ala cannot be testing because He doesn't know how good this person is. The difficulties, the hardship, Allah Ta'ala talks about, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. We'll definitely test you with some fear. So this little test, if you have to, those who know Arabic, so here the tanween is also of taqleel. And shay also means very little. And then minal khawf, and of the khawf also is very little. It's not that Allah Ta'ala will test so much that the person will not be even able to bear those tests and hardships. So Allah Ta'ala will test some khawf, some fear. And there is discussion what this fear means. I'm not going into tafsir. Some hunger, whether it is due to drought or famine or other kinds of tests. So hunger, وَالنَّقْصِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, some loss in the person's wealth, or there will be some loss in the family, in the health, just by way of explanation, in the person's family, in the his children may pass away, or there may be burning down of some properties, or some loss of goods, there may be hold up, hijacking, all these type of losses that take place. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that this is very little, it's not something that is great that the person cannot bear. And after mentioning all those different tests which I'm not going into now, then Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to those who are from the sabireen, those who are patient, those who exercise sabr. So if these tests were always an azab and a punishment of Allah Ta'ala, as we take it to mean, that for everybody it's a punishment, for everybody it's an azab. So it's not an azab for everyone. For the pious and the righteous, it is an elevation of the status and position. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, the great awliya, look at the kinds of tests that came upon them. So now this was not to determine whether they knew their work or not. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to show the people that these are my ushaq, these are my true lovers, that irrespective of what conditions befall them, but they do not lose their faith and trust in me. They truly believe that I am the Malik. Therefore they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi, what does it mean? Verily we are from Allah. Now that lam is tamlik, that we belong to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and to Him is our return. And the Malik, He has all the right to exercise whatever He judgment He wishes. We cannot tell the Malik of the car, the person who is owning the car. Now he is owning the car, so he can he can sell it, he can paint it a different color, he can do whatever he wishes. He's the Malik of it. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can send different kinds of conditions upon a person. We got no right to question that, oh Allah, why are you taking him through the route of sabr and taking me through and taking the other person through the route of shukr? Or why is it that you bless that person with so much of wealth, good health and good children and good home? And why is it that you did not give to others the same? So that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's choice. But for both people, whether they have or they don't have, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept equal opportunity to become the favorite and the beloved of Allah ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, after all these tests, then what do they say? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that this inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un is a very special blessing only for the believers. The ummats of the past, they were not given this istirja. It is only for the believers. The ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that if a thorn has to injure a person, or if the light also has to go off, if the candle goes off, if the lamp goes off, or in any way, any other kind of injury and pain that a person experiences. There are many different things that have been mentioned. Now, whatever kind of difficulty, whatever kind of pain and hardship and suffering, then they say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And they get greatly rewarded on that. And what they get? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. When they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So they get the ma'iyat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The closeness of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the help and assistance and nusrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's not that Allah Ta'ala has become very, very upset. Allah Ta'ala wants to show the world that look at these ushaq and these lovers of mine, that whatever kind of test came upon them, but they were steadfast And why I'm mentioning this again is because in this week, I don't know how many letters I must have received from different people around the globe. In so many of them, it is the same story. Giving up hope just because some test came, some trial came, some difficulty came, some hardship came. So therefore, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has deserted me. Allah ta'ala doesn't listen to me anymore. What is the purpose of my namaz and roza and zakat and hajj and tilawat and zikr, na'uzu billah? Because I'm doing all that, but it doesn't look like Allah ta'ala is finding a way out for me. And I'm still suffering this hardship and that pain. In other words, all of our ibadat and zikr and tilawat was just for that. Whereas we are the bandas of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we must do that which is right. And then believe, truly believe, that if we are going to develop taqwa in our lives, it's not just making some zikr, some tilawat and ibadat. If we're going to develop taqwa in our lives, then وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Definitely Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will find a way out for the person in all his difficulties and hardships and pain and suffering and problem. And he will provide risk also and sustenance from sources that are unknown, unexpected sources. Now these are promises that have been made in the ayat of the Quran Sharif. So these type of tests and trials will come. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after that, what does he say? And most generally we discuss up till there and then we leave it there. But after that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Salawat, mercy for the very, very special kind of mercy. That means one is that mercy, the rahmah, that is upon sabr, upon patience. The person will make use of the means. If he's sick, he'll make use of medication, surgery, whatever it is. But within his heart and mind, he will feel relaxed that this is from my Allah. And he will feel the closeness of Allah Ta'ala even in those difficulties. So this very, very special kind of rahmat Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is promising. And then the general rahmat which is there for everybody that is making sabr. But the depending on the quantity of that sabr and patience that the person has to exercise. Some people have to exercise very little sabr in their lives. And some people have to exercise plenty of sabr. So depending on the quantity, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increases that rahmat. Clearly showing that he is with that person in that difficulty, hardship, pain and suffering. But if it is due to sins, if it is due to engagement in vices and evils, then again, it is a mercy that at least it brings you back to the door of Allah Ta'ala. Brings the person back to the door of Allah Ta'ala. That he makes tawbah, istighfar from his sins. So a person should never lose hope. Where are we going to go? Is there any other Allah that we can turn towards? If the person says, well, now I'm sick and tired, na'uzu billah, so then what? Have you got any other Allah that will take you out of those difficulties? Because with regards to material things and with regards to the means that the person has to adopt, the person has adopted all the means. It's not that whilst he was believing in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he was making namaz, roza, zakat, at that time he didn't adopt the means. Which person does that? For example, if the person was in financial difficulties or his business, he had some kind of problem. So it's not that whilst he was believing in Allah Ta'ala, then he was not adopting any means. He was adopting all the means that were necessary. He was looking for articles to sell which may be in the market. There's big demand for it. Or he tried to get some loan and try to boost the business up or whatever it may be. He was trying all that. So now if it has failed, and because it has failed, now he blames Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and he says that I've lost my faith in Allah Ta'ala. So take it for granted, na'uzu billah, even if he has to say that. So now what? Will that person now have another Allah that can solve his problem? Is there another Allah now that he can say, well look, I'm not going to believe na'uzu billah in this Allah because he failed to solve my problem. Now I'm going to hold on to another Allah. Is there another Allah? Who is there for us besides Allah Ta'ala? So we must not lose hope in whatever condition the person is. Therefore, after a long time, this poetry again just happened to be put here on the mimbar, and I was going through the cards. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. Kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. That's the only way. That sometimes we are making deep-hearted shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, we are grateful to you that you blessed us with so much of bounties and ni'mats. And it is always because we are looking at that which we don't have. We focus on that which we don't have that creates all the problem. If we only look within us, فَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. See how much we have got within ourselves also. There are other meanings also, but this is also something that we should be looking at, that how much of ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. If a person is suffering from liver problem, then what about his heart, his lung, his eyes, his hearing, his speech, and what about all those ni'mats? If a person is blind, then there are lots of people deaf, dumb and blind. Person has got one hand, there are lots of them without two hands. Sadi Rahmatullah Ali, one of the masjids, I went with my father, and I was complaining, I got no shoes. So I saw the person coming out without feet. So that time I appreciated. So if we look into our homes, we look into our lives, we look into our bodies, we look all round, there's nothing but ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. The very fact that we can breathe in and breathe out, what a great ni'mat is that. Ask those people who cannot do it comfortably. Those people who just go, we go to the toilet and we relieve ourselves. Did we ever think that if we are able to relieve ourselves comfortably, what a great bounty is that. If the person's urine is blocked, then see how he rolls. Or there's so few stones in the kidneys, then see how he rolls in pain. So there's so much that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Look at that which we have. Why all the time look at that which we don't have? That is what is creating the depression and jealousy and all kinds of things that are happening. So, hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. Kabhi dil se shukr karna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. That, oh Allah, sometimes I'm showing gratitude to you for all the ni'mats and bounties. And sometimes I make sabr. And the sabr can be on ta'at. Sabr is on also musibat. Sabr is anil masiya, which we have discussed many times. Withholding oneself from haram, you make sabr on that. To do the right things, you make sabr and you do it, you go ahead with it. And if the musibat, taklif, difficulty, the person makes sabr. Which other road there is? Which other way there is? One person actually writes, Na'uzu billah, looks like my Allah, he just enjoys watching us in difficulties. Na'uzu billah. Does Allah Ta'ala enjoy anything like that? What will Allah Ta'ala benefit from it? Does he benefit in any way from it? We don't look at our weaknesses, we don't look at our shortcomings. So a person was passing through one jungle and he saw one mirror there. And this person was very, very ugly. So when he looked at his face in the mirror, then he threw the mirror onto the ground. And he says, you see you are very ugly, that's why somebody threw you here and went away. He says, the mirror, he's telling the mirror that you look very, very ugly, therefore somebody threw you here and went away. So he didn't realize he was looking at himself inside the mirror. It's an example. Muh dekh liya aine mein, par daagh na dekhe seene mein. Muh dekh liya aine mein, par daagh na dekhe seene mein. Ji aisa lagaya jeene mein, marne ko musalma bhool gaye. We looked at all the spots and everything else on our faces. Then we looked into the mirror. Then we looked at all the pimples, spots and everything else. Everybody looks into the mirror. There's nothing wrong with it. It is sunnat also. But it must not be that the person, he becomes an ashik of the mirror. In any case, he said, Muh dekh liya aine mein. In the mirror, the person looked at his face, whether there was a pimple or a dimple. But he forgot to look into the heart, the spots that were in the heart. And we gave our heart in such a way to the worldly life that we forgot that we're going to die one day. Ye teri raza mein jeena. teri raza mein marna, meri abdiyat pe ya rab, yeh tera fazl karna. As I said, there is a majlis of zikr which we have on Thursdays. It is to light up the fire of Allah Ta'ala's love and ishq and muhabbat. And we must pledge to become true bandas of Allah Ta'ala. So, ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Whatever is the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we are pleased and we are happy with it. We will give our life for the ahkam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We will live in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's commands. And our death also must come as mentioned in the Quran Sharif. The ayat which we listen all the time in the khutbas of nikah. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. So now this person, he says, مَرِي عَبْدِيَتْ پَي يَا رَبْ يَهَ تَيْرَا فَضْلَتِنَا. This is your great ihsan. If a person is a true abd and true servant and slave of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then it is such a kind of slavery that in which there is nothing but great amount of happiness and joy and great amount of sukoon in the heart. Therefore, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh says that you tie me with any kind of chains, 200 chains also, I will break all those chains. But tie me up, I want to be tied with the chains of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat. Person who becomes a true ghulam and ashik of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. And that slavery is something upon which all kinds of freedom will become qurban. We'll sacrifice every kind of freedom to get that kind of slavery of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. What do the people of the world know? What kind of kingdoms the Allah Wallahs have in their hearts? We don't know. How many times I have mentioned that Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi say that when the fragrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat and love comes into my heart, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to give a description of what kind of fragrance that is coming into my heart. What kind of fragrance that must be? What do we know? Do we have any taste of it? So therefore a person should never lose hope. He must have great hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, the one who has created the whole universe. The sun, the moon, the stars, the waters of the ocean, the gold, the silver, the platinum, the uranium, the diamonds and the jewels, and everything else for man. What is he short of? Is it going to make him happy and pleased if his creation suffers? But he's got some conditions that I created all this for you, but now make use of it in a certain way. If you're going to make use of it in a certain way, then you will be able to draw from my treasures. Then you will be able to enjoy those ni'mats. At present, is there any enjoyment in the ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala is blessing? Look at the oil that is gushing out from the wells. Billions of dollars of oil. For those people who are at the helm of affairs in those lands, have they got any kind of peace? They are trying to save themselves from imprisonment or execution and all kinds of other problems they are facing now. Because they forgot Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in those kingdoms. So, ye teri raza mein jeena. Therefore, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi asked him, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi asked him, that is there any other stage higher than ikhlas? Is there any stage higher than even ikhlas and sincerity? So he said, I don't know. He said, raza bil qada. To accept the decision and will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has given a willpower, He has given strength, He has given ability, He has given capacity to do things, He has given power. Now you make use of it. Go to the bazaar, marketplace, earn halal livelihood. And if the person has got strength, then he must make use of that strength. Nobody stops the person. But as far as decisions are concerned, if we think that we are going to sit and make a decision for Allah Ta'ala, then we are heading for nothing but disaster in our lives. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna, meri محبدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا, یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا, یہی عاشقوں کی عادت, کبھی گر یو بکا ہے کبھی آئے سرد بھرنا. عاشق صلی اللہ علیہ نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, یہی عاشقوں کی عادت, یہی عاشقوں کی. What else does the aashiq and the lover do that sometimes he is crying, taking deep sighs and deep breaths, ha ha. Sometimes he is shedding tears. Kabhi giryo bukai, kabhi aahe sardabar. So in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also the aashiq, he looks for seclusion. He searches for seclusion with Allah ta'ala. Khalwat ma'allah. The enjoyment that he gets in that seclusion, what do the lovers of the world know? That little while also, if he is able to get that seclusion with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that there is no one between him and Allah. The world has gone to sleep, or the people in the home have gone to sleep. This person is getting up. Quietly he makes his wuzu. Goes on to the musalla. Places his head on, forehead in sajda, whilst making his salah. And at that time he truly believes that my Allah is with me. I am alone in this moment. So the tears will even flow in the sajda, and he does not know why. It is in that ishq and muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. How many times you heard it? اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد. There is such enjoyment in it. We have given our hearts to things of the world. We don't make use of the things of the world. Allah Ta'ala has created everything for us. Make use of the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But keep the money in the pockets, keep it in the bank, keep it in the safe, keep it in the house. But don't let it get into the heart. Once it gets into the heart, then that is when all kinds of corruption and fitnas and fasad starts. Then pride and arrogance and anger, so many things after that. Jealousy, malice, greed, everything starts once it gets into the heart. Because the ship is now sinking. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, meri zindagi ka hasil, میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. My heart suddenly went, or my mind suddenly went onto something that I may have mentioned in some majlis here. And on one occasion after reading the Salat and Salam at the Rosa Mubarak, the tears were flowing. And the heart was in a different kafiyat. But after walking out from there, or moving away from there, getting ready for Salat, or moving towards Riyazul Jannah a few years ago, repeatedly this share came on my tongue. Repeated. I just can't understand why. But it was just all the time, all the time. Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zista ka sahara, tere aashikon mein jeena, tere aashikon mein marna. Then sitting in Riyadhul Jannah, suddenly it clicked. Why is it coming with such intensity? Because you also know that many, many times in the dua, I read that beautiful Naat Sharif, or say those couplets. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyar-e-Quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. So if we are saying, meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zista ka sahara, tere aashikon mein jeena, tere aashikon mein marna. So the meaning came to my mind with Allah Ta'ala's fazal, that who was a greater aashik of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala than Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who could have been a greater aashik? And who was a greater aashik of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, who lie there the Roza Mubarak? And what about the other Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu ta'ala and Majma'in who are buried in Madina Sharif? But yet, in the masjid there we know that the Roza of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. And there was nobody greater ashik than him. So, tamanna hai of meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashikon mein marna, tere aashikon. Tere aashikon mein jeena, tere aashikon mein marna. That how an aashik of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam would be a desire that he live in Madina Sharif and he die in Madina Sharif. That is the haasil of the zindagi. We remain there all the time, in that noor that covers those Mubarak places. In any case, we must all be desirous. After that, if Allah Ta'ala wills, it is nothing difficult. We must not look at our deeds, our actions and our weakness. We must have the tamanna. But tamanna is not sufficient. We must apply Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's ahkam in our lives. We must make it tiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. We must do that which is pleasing to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we make dua also. We ask for forgiveness of our weakness and shortcomings.
Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera tera dard kya hai ya rab tere aashiqon se seekha tere sang dar pe marna
O Allah, where did I know what was your love, what was your muhabbat, what was your ishq, what was the ishq of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where did we hear all these type of things, dard-e muhabbat? Tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sang-e dard. Those were your ushaq, those were your lovers. Those whose hearts are filled with your muhabbat. Those whose hearts are an ocean of your love. O Allah, in their company, in associating with them, I have been able to get a fraction or just some splash of what your love is, what your muhabbat is, what kind of sukoon it brings into the heart, what kind of connection and bond it gives with you. And what kind of strength it gives into a person's life. And what kind of happiness and joy that it brings into the heart. Tere aashiqon se seekha tere sang dard. Otherwise, I was always thinking that namaz, roza, zakat, hajj are very, very burdensome ibadat. The person thinks that all these things are burdensome. But when he gets the ishq and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, then he understands that namaz is for the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, fasting is muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, zakat is muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, hajj is nothing but muhabbat and love and ishq of Allah Ta'ala. A demonstration of that and a projection of that. Islam is full of love. What is this we are propagating? Nothing but hatred, hatred and hatred. Hatred and anger in our homes, hatred and anger in our lives, hatred and anger in the bazaars and marketplaces, hatred and anger in our business houses, hatred and anger in our relationship with our parents, with our children, with our wives, with our neighbors, with our society. Nothing but anger, anger all the time and hatred. Is that Islam? Islam is all about love.
मुझे कुछ खबर नहीं थी तेरा दर्द क्या है या रब तेरे आशिकों से सीखा तेरे संग दर पे मरना ये तेरी अता है या रब ये तेरा जज्ब पिनहा मेरा नाले नदामत तेरे संग दर पे करना
ये तेरी अता है या रब If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives anybody the tawfiq to shed some tears at his door, to raise his hands and beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and allow the waterfall of tears, then the tears will flow from the eyes and Allah ta'ala's rahmat rains will flow on the heart. The rain of tears will flow from the eyes and the rain of Allah ta'ala's rahmat will flow from the heavens. These are not things that you can buy in the marketplace. This is not something that you can go for a surgery operation and say do bypass or do some kind of transplant. These are realities which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept the door open for every one of us. He hasn't made it difficult also. Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. Ala inna awliya Allah. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا إيمان and تقوى لهم simple not something very very dramatic and once we will get a little taste of the sweet mango then who is going to suck on the sour mango? The person who has the choice, one side is sweet grapes and one side is sour grapes, then who is going to eat the sour grape if he knows that on the other plate is nothing but sweet grapes? But the condition is that first he must taste some of the sweet grapes. Otherwise, if the person is eating the sour grape and you tell him, leave that, you are eating sour grapes, then he will say, looks like you want to take my grapes away too. But give him some sweet ones. But we don't have the sweet one, then how are we going to make anyone taste? In the relationship of people with us, they taste nothing but sour grapes. Then they say, if this is Islam, then what's the difference? But in our tijarat, in our buying, in our transactions, in our dealings, in our muasharat, in everything, even if the disbelievers in Allah Ta'ala, those were non-Muslims also, if they saw our character, our akhlaq, our morals, our behavior, our charity, our honesty, our truthfulness, then those sweet grapes will bring them into Islam. Oh, where the mind is going. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi hai meri talafi. رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی او مائی اللہ My shedding of my tears over every sin of mine, every weakness of mine, every evil action and deed of mine, yehi hai meri talafi. What else do I have, my Allah, except my tears present before you? And great hope in your rahmat, in your mercy, oh forgiveness of my sins. میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا Get the sohbat and company of some ahle dil and spend sufficient time in the majalis, in the programs, in the sohbat. That person will truly know how to live and die as a Muslim. Kisi ahle dil, not necessary any particular. There's no tashkeel in this, come bayat to my shaykh, come bayat to my shaykh, nothing like that. The person must have munasiba, compatibility. He must check the credentials of the person. The person has got ilm, he's got knowledge, he's got taqwa. The person has got outwardly ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The person is inviting towards good, he's prohibiting from evil. The person who, in whose sohbat and company the love of dunya diminishes. Love of dunya. And the love of the akhirat increases. Love of Allah Ta'ala increases. Love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam increases. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhirat. उसे आ गया है जीना, उसे आ गया है। मे अल्लाह ताला गिव मी गिव यू एन उम्मत तौफीक व अमल।
अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल्ल जलालू। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम। अब तो रहे बस तादमे आखिर, विर्दे जुबाए मेरे इलाह। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। नफ्स और शैतान दोनों ने मिलकर हाय किया है मुझको तबाह। ऐ मेरे मौला मेरी मदद कर, चाहता हूँ मैं तेरी पनाह। अब तो रहे बस तादमे आखिर, विर्दे ज़ुबां ऐ मेरे इलाह। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 इल्लल्लाह, मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाह। या रब करम से अपने तो दोनों जहान दे, जो मुस्तहिक गजब का है उसको अमान दे। या रब करम से अपने तो दोनों जहान दे, जो मुस्तहिक गजब का है उसको अमान दे। अल्लाह जल्ल जलालुहु। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। Allah, 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 Allah.
मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए, बहरे उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए, सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन वस्सलातु वस्सलामु अला सय्यिदिल अंबियाए वल मुरसलीन सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि व अला आलिही व असहाबिही अजमाईन يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اي ماي بيلوفد الله او ماي بيلوفد الله او ماي بيلوفد الله ماي رحيم الله كريم الله Most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most generous, most caring, most tolerant, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, hum gunahon ke darya mein doobe hue hain, we are drowning in the ocean of sins, my Allah. Who is there to throw us a lifeline besides you? We have nothing, my Allah, no good deeds to present before you. We are extremely weak servants of yours. We have nothing but our tears to present before you, of shame, of remorse, of regret, of nadamat. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We disobeyed you, we rebelled against you, we used your own given bounties for your disobedience. The great ne'mats of sight, of hearing, of speech, of wealth, of home, Ay Rabbi Kareem, we used for your disobedience. Yet how generous you are, how kind you are, how loving you are, how tolerant you are, how merciful you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat and drink and to wear and to travel. You give us the fresh air to breathe. You have given us our heart, liver, lungs, all functioning. You are still blessing us with sight, with hearing and speech. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are ashamed. Ab nadim hai. Forgive all our sins, major or minor, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. اے رب کریم ہم گنہگار ہیں سیاکار ہیں مجرم ہیں خطاکار ہیں بدکار ہیں گندے ہیں ناپاک ہیں نمک حرام ہے
تیری ہی دی ہوئی نعمتیں کھا کھا کر تیری ہی نافرمانی. لیکن میرے مولا, my beloved Allah, whatever we may be, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, more than your entire creation put together, Rabbe Kareem, your forgiveness ocean is so vast that just one drop from that ocean is sufficient to wash away the sins of mankind. Hey Rabbi Kareem, don't seize us on account of our sins. Don't seize us, my Allah. The ground that we walk on belongs to you. Our life in your control. The heavens and the earth in your control. The ocean waters in your control. Hey Rabbi Kareem, don't send the gale force winds against us. Don't cause the tsunamis to destroy us because of our sins. Hey Rabbi Kareem, don't shake the ground beneath our feet. Ey Rabbi Kareem, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. Ya Raja al-Mu'mineen, la taqta' rajana. Ya Raja al-Mu'mineen, la taqta' rajana. Ya Mughith al-Mu'mineen, aghithna. يا معين المؤمنين أحنا يا محب التوابين تب علينا. Oh Allah, our hope is in you. We have no one else besides you, my Allah. There is no one before whom we can bow down besides you, my Allah. تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں. تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, whosoever it may be, ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa. Anyway, the world, ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizon ki shifa, lekin dast-e khuda mein. We know that sometimes it can be a rahmat and a blessing and a test, but my Allah, even if it is rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good health. If the weakness is a rahmat, change it to the rahmat of strength. If the poverty is a rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good wealth. Make us yours and become ours. Hame apna bana le hamara banja. Hame apna bana le hamara banja. Hame apna bana le hamara banja. Make us yours and become ours, my Allah. With your power of jazz, pull us towards you. Nafs and shaitan have overpowered us. But my beloved Allah, what is nafs and shaitan if you use your power of jazz to pull us towards you? Ey Rabbi Kareem, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Surat-e-Mustaqim. Bless the parents with the tawfiq of giving proper bringing to the children. Ey Rabbi Kareem, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, the ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. Ey Rabbi Kareem, wherever there have been disasters, Ey Rabbi Kareem, remove their difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering. The Ummat in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia, Ey Rabbi Kareem, in any part of the world that there is suffering, remove their suffering, pain and hardship. Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qabool farma. Hone wale ijtima ko kamyab farma. Jo Allah ke raaste mein nikle huye, unki hifazat farma. Zariye hidayat bana. مکمل اصلاح نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, مساجد, مدارس, خانقاہوں کی حفاظت فرما. جو بھی تیرے راہ میں, اے اللہ, جان مال خرچ کر رہے ہیں, اس کو قبول فرما. اے رب کریم, give all workers of deen اخلاص and sincerity. Protect and safeguard their wealth and property. And اے رب کریم, ہمارے ایمان کی, جان کی, مال کی حفاظت فرما. امت مسلمہ کی حفاظت فرما. Ey Rabbi Kareem, give us barakat and blessings in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah.
And when the time of our departure comes from this world, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, or any kind of haram action. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Hayrab-e-Kareem. Suddenly, people are leaving this world. Thousands of people are suddenly gone in the tsunamis and other kinds of disasters. So many people with heart attacks, hijacking, murders and killings, bomb blasts, earthquake, disasters. My beloved Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. We are begging of Madina Tayyibah, my Allah, because we are the most sinful ones on earth. We are hopeful that if we get burial in the graveyard of Madina Sharif, our bodies are made a patch of the ground of Baqi. Then when the winds of Rahmat blow, we too may be forgiven. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires and aspirations of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. My beloved Allah, fulfill the good wishes, desires and aspirations. You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after this majlis of zikr. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begged all his life for the ummah. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Bless the family members, kith and kin, sabri, jameel, atriyaz. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallim taslim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.